The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. I think we're waiting for Janet to, she's here? Janet, good morning.
Janet's here.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were going to be here or there.
Okay. I am here, but not there.
All right. So I thought I'd talk, we talk a little bit today about why some people get sick and why some people don't get sick. And because if you understand that, then you've acquired a lot of the information you need to stay well, because it's just not bad luck that some people get sick, and it's good luck that other people stay healthy. It's just really has a lot to do with the lifestyle. And sometimes, and I think this is the biggest problem for people, you can see people doing things that you would think are unhealthy, but they appear healthy. So I think that's part of the problem too. You look around and you see all these people, you know, making bad food choices, for example, or being overweight or not exercising, and yet they appear healthy, so you think it doesn't matter.
Okay, and so the key word there is appear.
Well, that's part of it. Of course, here's the part that's really deceptive is that you can get away with that for some time, you know, when you're young. Let's say the bad choices people make really don't catch up to them until they, get into their 30s and 40s. And then you hear so many people say, if I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd taken better care of myself. That's such a common, feeling that people have. Because you don't realize the impact of what you're doing for about, it takes about 20 years for it to really affect your body. And then on top of that, our approach to healing is sort of, doesn't make sense. We wouldn't do it in any other area of our lives. In other words, anything that goes wrong or everything that repeatedly breaks, you look to figure out what's causing the problem and remove the cause. But when it comes to your health, you go to a doctor and he just gives you a Band-Aid, gives you a drug to cover up your symptoms. Your symptoms are your body's way of giving you that feedback that you're not treating it right. And when you remove the cause, stop doing what you've been doing, then those symptoms clear up and that's how you know you've gotten better. But mainstream medicine and their approach is primarily selling drugs. That doesn't give you a chance to change your habits and get better. It actually allows you to maintain bad habits because it covers up the feedback your body is giving you that you're doing something wrong. So I wanted to discuss what are some of the symptoms. And they're pretty common and pretty universally. And here's how you would know this. Go into any pharmacy and look on the shelves and see what the shelves are lined with, what kind of products. And that ought to tell you the ways people are undermining their health based on all of the over-the-counter remedies that are available. They're not really remedies, though. They're over-the-counter. Well, yeah, you could call them remedies, but you have to put the word symptomatic remedies. They relieve symptoms, but they don't actually resolve the problem. Jana, what would you say would be number one on the shelves in the pharmacies?
Wow, it's a close race, Dr. Slavin. I think that a lot of people are so terribly bothered by sinus congestion and they have trouble breathing. So I'm going to say there are probably three. Number one, attempts to overcome symptoms with over-the-counter remedies from the pharmacy. So sinus congestion, indigestion, and poor sleep. So those are my top three. What do you think?
All right, we can broaden it out a little bit. So under sinuses, we'll call it respiratory problems.
Okay.
And for the indigestion, we'll call it gastrointestinal problems. And so respiratory and GI, I'm trying to think of, those are the two big ones. When it comes to the heart, I don't think they leave that to over-the-counter remedies.
I agree, yeah.
So, you know, those are really the two big ones. And why do we have so many gastrointestinal and respiratory problems? Think about it now. They minimize the importance of those symptoms that you're treating with an over-the-counter symptomatic remedy. They're minimizing the significance of what those symptoms are by saying, oh, you can just go to a pharmacy, pick up one of these things, and, you know, you'll get some relief. Now, there is one other area, and I don't know which category I would put it in, and that's headaches and also just pain, you know, issues. So that would be just another area, because that's where they're, you have all the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and they have a lot of shelves of those. So I think that's probably the biggest problem that occurs from it is, so, oh, you have a headache, that's nothing, just take this. Or you have back pain, or your nose is stuffed, or you're constipated, or you have abdominal bloating. Those are no big deal, just take some of these pills. And it'll go away. Well, it doesn't go away. You've just masked the symptom, and you haven't removed the underlying cause. And that's where mainstream medicine sort of lets you down, because they don't address why people get sick. They just step in to relieve your symptoms. Now, if we were to take it a step further, Janet, and let's go to the end of the extreme, and go to bypass surgery, is that also a symptomatic treatment? I think it is.
My opinion certainly is that it is a symptomatic treatment, because they've established that, yes, indeed, you have blockages in your coronary arteries, but they're neglecting to inform the patient that it's very probable that there would be blockages in other areas of their body as well.
Right. When you, let's say, relieve the blockage, you haven't done anything to address the underlying cause of the problem. So you, and you can almost make that statement for almost every, in fact, I think you can make it for every statement. Every treatment that's used by mainstream medicine is a symptomatic treatment. You can use it with cancer. When they give you treatments to kill cancer cells, they haven't removed the underlying cause of the cancer, and that's why they have such a poor success rate in treating cancer. When they give you a drug to lower your blood pressure, yeah, they can be very successful in lowering blood pressure, but have they actually removed the reason for your high blood pressure? So I think having all these over-the-counter remedies, and then you get into the hospital remedies, they're all treating symptoms and not addressing the underlying cause. And in yesterday's program, I mentioned, you know, who's to blame when you get sick the first time and you see a doctor for that illness? Now, I don't know if you have a thought on that question.
Who's to blame?
Well, in other words, why do people get sick? And now, you have to, you know, once you've seen the doctor, you can you can include him into reasons why people remain sick. But as to why was the initial illness, what brought on the initial illness for somebody?
Okay, because in my opinion, certainly some of the non-nutrient-containing things that we consume on a regular basis that we categorize as food, but it isn't nourishing. And you think about all of the chemicals that these very large multinational corporations have introduced into the food and into the environment. And so certainly we can trace a lot of the diagnoses to those exposures to toxic substances. Just as an example, you go to the dentist and you're having a cavity filled and you've been told that it's a silver filling. No, indeed, it is a combination that includes very toxic substances that break down over the years and contribute to illness. That's just one example of intense exposure to toxic substances that ultimately kill off healthy cells in your body and interfere with function of the different systems of your body.
Exactly. So the point I'm trying to make, if you just go back to the beginning, and it really comes down to your environment and to the food choices you're making as to how healthy you're going to turn out to be. And you could say, well, you know, I ate well and I had a clean environment, but I still got sick because I went to school and I was exposed to all these viruses.
Or you went to school and you were forced to receive a vaccine in some states.
Well, I think where I'm going here, too, is not everybody exposed to viruses gets sick. In fact, with a really strong, healthy immune system, when you're exposed to the virus, your immune system kicks in and you make your own antibodies. If you have a weakened immune system, your immune system doesn't function optimally and you get sick. And I think we take so many of these illnesses for granted that it's nothing, that it's common, that it's just par for the course, that we really don't heed the message that the body is sending, that there's something lacking. Well, and the list of things that are lacking is kind of long, but still easy to correct. But now it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com.
and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We're trying to understand what makes us sick, because without that understanding, how can you ever get better if you don't know why you're getting sick? And I think that's the problem with mainstream medicine. They never tell you why you get sick. Ask them, Doc, why is my blood pressure high? And they'll say, well, that's essential hypertension. We don't really know the reason. Just take this drug. Well, I think in most cases, we do know the reason. But they don't get into it because they don't have a drug for that. I think in most cases, when they say it's essential hypertension, it's really what's been recently named as Syndrome X, or metabolic syndrome, or insulin resistance. You know, that's probably behind it, and only in a vast majority of cases, that's what the problem is. Because and if that's the case, it's really reversible, and you don't need to take drugs. You may have to take drugs initially, but if you understand there's something causing it, and that there's something you can do to reverse it, you know, then you know what to do. But if they tell you there's nothing, we don't know the cause, you just have to take the drugs for the rest of your life, what happens? You take the drugs for the rest of your life. Problem with that approach is the underlying cause stays there. That high insulin level turns into diabetes, turns into heart disease, turns into cancer, and it turns into a very expensive healthcare system. Because people aren't being told what they need to do to stay healthy. And I'm sure if given a choice, people would like that information. In your interactions, Janet, with the people you see, how knowledgeable are they as far as, you know, what's behind their complaints?
It's a very interesting question. What a good question, Dr. Slavin, because the listeners to our show are very highly informed consumers of healthcare, and they are possibly sparked by what we have to say here on Natural Doc Radio, and then they go on to do their own additional research. So they have a lot of information input into what might be contributing to an issue. One of the things that is kind of a little bit beyond our ability to change it certainly is our genetic heritage. And over and over and over again, many of the highly informed physicians and practitioners say there's no question that diet and lifestyle does trump genetic predisposition to developing something. So just as an example, women who've been diagnosed with that BRCA gene, if they are very attentive to supporting vitamin D levels, then they have an improved outlook. Then the people who are very, very informed about testing and balancing their hormones in a natural, bioidentical way. So again, those people have the capacity to overcome any genetic weakness that they might have inherited. So the people out there that listen to the Natural Doc Radio, there's no doubt about it. They are highly informed. But it's so, so interesting because it's just a small percentage of the population. So many people are still in that eye-rolling category where if you might suggest, let's say, fish oil and curcumin to reduce inflammation, they may say, oh, well, there isn't a whole lot of research. And is that FDA approved? And so we still have people out there who are very much in need of the information we share here on Natural Doc Radio. I know, Dr. Slavin, that one of the things that we do, and perhaps I have been lost. So many people out there, they listen to Natural Doc Radio and they get the kind of information they need to support their good health, despite different issues with genetic possibility of a genetic weakness or anomaly. Okay. And so many of the people, a very high percentage, unfortunately, of the population is very much in the realm of doubting the efficacy of natural substances. Unfortunately, those natural substances, they might say, oh, they're not as strong as a pharmaceutical. But indeed, what happens with the natural things is minimal, if any at all, side effects. They are essentially supporting what is missing from your food. Many, many people out there need to know that kind of information, and that's what we're about here on Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Slavin, you had some information about when people are identified as having a certain type of genetic weakness, that there is a test that should be available, I believe, at the Institute of Advanced Medicine that will give them the kind of information about the nutrients that will overcome that genetic weakness. Do you have anything to share with our listeners with regard to supporting a genetic weakness through nutrition? Okay. So, unfortunately, Dr. Slavin, technical difficulties is what we'll call it. And so, fortunately, I am prepared with some things to talk about until we are able to get back with Dr. Slavin. Are you there? No, not yet. Okay, so one of the things that I would talk about is insomnia. A lot of people think, okay, well, I can't sleep, and I guess my body gets the amount of sleep that's necessary in order to maintain me, and if I only get 3 hours, or maybe I only get an hour and a half several times during the course of the night, and I'm up for an hour in between those sleep cycles, maybe that's how my body is. Well, there's lots and lots and lots of research out there showing that people who sleep 5 hours or less were 28% more likely to have a cold. So one of the things that Dr. Slavin was talking about as we began the show had to do with, all right, here's a virus. It's going around, and okay, you're talking to Janet? Okay. People were much more at risk for succumbing to a virus if they didn't get enough sleep. All right. Dr.
All right.
Slavin. Okay.
I guess they didn't like what I was saying, so they pushed a button. So I think, and I'm not sure, you know, how far back I was cut off, but, point we're just trying to make is that we're trying to empower people with the, not just the information, but the knowledge that they can really, their health is in their hands, and they can do a lot to keep themselves healthy. Now, having said that, Janet, and I'm sure you've come across people too that you, when you talk to them and you realize that they're doing everything that you would think is perfectly right, and yet they get some kind of serious illness. Haven't you seen that?
I certainly have. And so a couple of the things that I'm thinking about, when we were off and on the air, I was talking about people who don't get enough sleep. That has such a dramatic impact on your immune function and your ability to resist whatever viruses might be going around.
I think that's...
The other thing that I was talking about while we were on and off the air had to do with testing for a genetic weakness and then getting the kind of information to very specifically focus on supporting the systems that were at risk because of a genetic weakness.
Well, that's certainly the testing of... your genes is becoming more and more available. And there's a new company out that's offering a way of utilizing this information or putting this information in a form that you can use it to make concrete decisions about your health. And I guess we'll have to get into that a little bit more when we come back from this break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And just before the break, we started to talk about how to take advantage of the genetic, different types of genetic testing that's become available. Now, there's one company called 23andMe that gives you the, I guess, your genome. It tells you what genetics your body is made up of. But that's only half of the equation. So when you get that information, now what do you do with it? So now there's another company called Integrated Genetic Solutions. And now what they do is they take, your genetic information and then they plug in your, results of laboratory testing. Plus they look at, the different medications you're on, the different supplements you're taking, and all that information goes together into their algorithm. So because they're a software company, they put together all the information that we know, and they combine it. So now they have your genetic information, they have your laboratory testing information, that's looking at your body chemistry, different lab values, your genetic markers, what imbalances you have, because this is where everybody varies a little bit. I think that's the, you know, why people need different levels of different nutrients, because that's the genetic variation that each of us has. So now using Integrated Genetic Solutions, you know how to approach all these variations that people have. So you mentioned
very important information for our listeners, because then you have very, very specific information on what you need to do, and you don't necessarily have to fall victim to the next nutritional advertisement that comes into your mailbox. Those nutrition advertisements tend to be very, very, very convincing, and people say, well, there's no way that I can continue in my life without taking this supplement. But indeed, you will, with this genetic testing combined with your blood test results, you will be able to very, very personalize your nutrient supplement program. Very important information for our listeners, Dr. Slavin.
So Jana, here's what, and this is really a sort of a new concept about things, because yeah, everybody is different. I think we really know that. You know, how come one person needs high doses of blood pressure medicine and another person needs low doses and another person doesn't need any blood pressure medicine? So your genes control how your body expresses itself, for example. But then what you have to understand is the genes aren't static. You can upregulate genes or downregulate genes based on your level of nutrition, how much sleep you're getting, what medications you're taking, how much stress you're under. All these things are part of the equation of how your body functions. And the end result is your energy. You know, are you high energy or low energy? Are you overweight or normal weight? Are you complaining that you don't feel as mentally sharp as you used to? You know, you have that brain fog that so many people complain of. So these are all the factors involved in that. And Integrated Genetic Solutions takes all those factors into account. Because if you only address one issue, you may not get the results you're looking for, because you've left out things. So by looking at all these factors that interact as to how your body functions, gets people much better results than without doing this type of testing, which is becoming available more and more now. But I think the difference here, though, between 23andMe, 23andMe is not getting all that information about the individual, is just testing your genetics. And here you're combining the two, your genetics with your different lab, your body chemistries, your medications, your supplements. They take all that information into account before they give you any recommendations as far as how you correct for any, and it goes both ways, deficiencies or excesses that you might be taking. Wouldn't you say, Janet, that some people might be taking more than they need?
Oh, very much so, that they've read some really good information about a particular supplement, and so they've decided to focus on that supplement. And sometimes it is very much a situation where they don't need that much in order to achieve the benefit to a particular body system. Okay, Dr. Slavin, will that genetic testing be available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine? And yes, how can people find out about it?
Yes, it's available. And here's how the whole program works, actually. You have to, right now, I believe there aren't that many physicians in Florida that are using this program. So that's the first step, finding the physician that uses it in this area right now. I believe I'm the only one, but that'll change, you know, because it's new. To my knowledge, it started back in New York. So a lot of doctors in New York are using it. Now they're expanding to other parts of the country. So you get the...
Dr. Slavin?
Yes.
Dr. Slavin, so one of the things that you just said I am very interested in, this testing has the capacity to offer guidance with regard to what pharmaceutical approach might be the best for a patient?
Yes, but I think more importantly, it's going to give you the feedback as to the negative impact of the drugs you're taking, but more importantly, perhaps, if you were to correct certain chemical imbalances in your body that would be picked up, it might also help you get off your medications a lot easier and a lot quicker. So I think that's what it's looking at. Let me just think of this. I can't think of any condition that automatically requires a drug that couldn't be addressed with a more of a nutritional approach, a lifestyle approach, because again, there's no such thing as a drug deficiency. So we're looking for the reasons. See, this is what we're getting from this combination of the genetic testing and the body chemistry testing, and then putting it into the algorithm with the software, or integrating everything together and coming up what works best for that individual, because that's where the problems stem from. They don't stem from a lack of drugs. So if you get this information, it gives you a better chance to get off of the medication. Now, when you optimize your body chemistry, what's the result of that? You're able to lose weight. You have more energy. Your mental acuity is much sharper. Your memory is better. You live longer. You look better. You're able to get off your medications. But you can't take these steps without the information first. So this is how we get the information when we combine. In other words, right now, you know, you do a blood test and you see, okay, this is what your chemistry is. This is what your cholesterol levels are. But if you don't integrate that with your genetics, and then the last part is when you know your genetics, you know your lab values, and then you put all that together with all the published data regarding what all these numbers mean, at that point is when you come out with the best recommendations as to what you need to do.
Now, Dr. Slavin, how much is this going to cost me? Is it very, very costly? Might there be any contribution from insurance companies? Give us a little bit of information about that.
Well, the lab work is covered by your insurance. You know, usually, again, you know, insurance health insurance in this country has been made so complicated. Isn't it interesting today in this day of computers and the ability to simplify things, they've taken health insurance and complicated it to the point that you almost have to check everybody's insurance policy to see what it covers and what it doesn't cover. And then if it covers something, then you have to find out what the patient's deductible is and copay, because that's the problem people are having. They have insurance that covers it, but they have to meet their deductibles before they get the insurance to pay anything. So, you know, right. That hopefully will be addressed by the government down the line. But for the most part, the insurance is covered. The software that all this information gets fed into is costs $150. And that actually is a better compared to other tests on the market like 23andMe. It's less expensive, and you get more information back with this. So what the whole program is designed to do is look at your hormones and pre-hormones and determine if your levels are optimal. Look at your vitamins, minerals, proteins, and electrolytes to see if they're optimal. And I think this is the one added step that can be made for people to help them determine the optimal dosages of all their supplements. So that's what this company is doing.
Okay, so this company will evaluate also the effects of stress and how stress might be affecting your genetic makeup or how stress might be affecting the supplements or medications you're taking?
They're putting in all these variables into determining, what's the best recommendations. I'll give you an example here. They say an individual's diet program may be sound but ineffective if the body is improperly processing hormones right. or proteins, for example. So that's the problem. I mean, how many people say they're eating right, they're eating very well, but they're not seeing the results they would expect to obtain? And maybe there's one piece of the puzzle being missed, and this gives you another way of getting that information. So we're going to have more on this integrated genetic solutions on another program coming up soon. But I just want people to know about it, and if any of you come to the office, we can give you further information on it. Or you probably can Google it online, Integrated Genetic Solutions, and learn more about it. But now it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Janet, I think I have a good way of helping people understand what we're talking about here. What are genes, you know, and what is the job of your genes? So genes are responsible. They direct every aspect of how your body functions. Not just function, how your body looks, how you feel. So everything is controlled by your genes. The color of your eyes, the color of your hair, whether you, have lots of hair or lose your hair. You know, all these things are affected by your genes. So when you, how you treat your body, you say, well, you know, I didn't get enough sleep and I feel tired, but what did that sleep do to your genes? You see, everything you do affects your genes first, and then that translates into how your body functions.
Dr. Slavin, one of our listeners wants to know what it is exactly that's tested so that you get this profile of information on your genetic makeup. Is it a blood test? Is it a hair analysis? Is it a urine test? What is it that's tested?
It's a good question. It's a blood test. So okay. It's easy to do. Because I think, you know, with the 23andMe, if I recall, theirs is a saliva connection, because they just need to get some of your cells in order to determine what your genetic makeup is. But here, with the blood test, they're looking at your genetic makeup, but they're also looking at your body chemistries, too, and putting the information together. For example, so how you treat your body, and that encompasses everything, will either upregulate your genes or downregulate them. So, for example, improper gene regulation, whether it goes up or down, because either way could be what's necessary, can result in some people feeling overtired while experiencing decreased effectiveness in their nutrition and exercise plans. So this is why, you know, some people get great results with something, and another person doing exactly the same thing is not getting the same results, and they're because we're missing out on the connection with your genes and all the supplements and your lifestyle. Here's another example. Someone goes on a diet where they've cut their calories. Well, that's going to affect your genes, and the genes are going to respond to that by trying to store excess fat because you put yourself into starvation mode, and that'll slow down the metabolism. And then if you combine that with other vitamin and mineral deficiencies, you can see how one thing can lead to another and not get the ideal results you're looking for.
Dr. Slavin, you've been talking over the past few months about the benefits of fasting. And certainly there's a lot of information about turning on certain aspects of your genes when you do calorie restriction. So will this test also give you a little bit of information about reducing calories or possibly the best number of calories and how to distribute those calories over fat, protein, carbohydrates? And the other, there's another question. Another listener wants to know if you have to be fasting to take this test.
I believe you do. That I'm not sure. And the reason I'm not sure is this is a new program that we're implementing. So all the specifics, all the answers to those types of questions I don't have. I know it's a blood test. I would think it would be fasting because that's where you're going to get information that you wouldn't automatically have if you weren't fasting.
And when you are using fasting, eating only during an 8 to 10 hour window in a 24 hour period, or if you are doing very specific calorie restriction, isn't there a beneficial effect on genetic makeup?
Yes. You know, when someone, when we talk about intermittent fasting, you know, where you're trying to eat within an 8 hour window and giving your body 16 hours to repair itself or improve its own function, you do see the improvements in your genetic makeup or your regulation of your genes. It translates, for example, into improved insulin sensitivity, for example, or improved ability to lose weight. I think the reason I recommend it to people, it makes it a lot easier for their food choices, because when you have to start to think, what can I eat during a 12 or 14 hour window every day? You're going to have a lot more opportunity to make the wrong food choices. So it's a lot easier to, eat within an 8 hour window and really pay attention to what you're eating and make the best food choices possible.
Dr. Slavin, there's a lot of people who come to see me and they want me to tell them about quality snacks that they can have. And I try to introduce them to the concept of eating three meals. And in this intermittent fasting program, you essentially would be fasting until around noontime, have a breakfast of some sort. And it doesn't have to be certainly doesn't have to be typical breakfast foods, and then another meal somewhere between 6 and 8 in the evening. Very important for people to understand that this actually is a very, it is a superior way of eating. And unfortunately, many of the snacks that people are interested in using actually are very highly processed foods that, yes, they bring a certain level of nutrient content, and supposed marketing goal would be addressing those people with unstable blood sugar, that you're going to stabilize your blood sugar by eating these foods all through the day. And the truth of the matter is, if you have a very, very well-balanced meal to break your fast at around noon to 1 o'clock, and then another, again, very, very well-balanced, high-quality food choices in the evening, you are going to achieve a very, very balanced blood sugar.
Now, Jenna, just as an example, a patient yesterday in his 80s, in pretty good health, because, you know, we do the testing and we find out, you know, things look pretty good with him. And he says he eats only one meal a day. So that may be the answer for some people. And to try and make people think they need to eat three meals a day or five meals a day, or every half hour eat something, I think is perhaps wrong advice for some people. It may work for some. It may not work for others.
One of the things that you said is eat something every half hour. One of the things that I suggest to people is drink something every half hour. You could do water and lemon juice. You could do plain water. There's some powders, vitamin C powders that are flavored, fruit flavors, and sweetened with stevia, very high quality to make the water more interesting. So every half hour, have an herb tea, some water, some lemon and water. That is the kind of support your body uses very efficiently to maintain stability.
I think if there was one area that people in general seem to be deficient in, and that's adequate hydration. People always talk about detoxification. Well, without adequate hydration, your body is going to have difficulty detoxifying itself. So that's, something to think about.
Are there any tests that you can use to show your patients that they are not well hydrated?
Well, and these are tests that all the doctors are doing. You look at, on the blood test, your BUN and creatinine will give you a little indication whether you're properly hydrated. And look at your urinalysis. There's one part of the urinalysis called specific gravity that will tell you whether your urine is concentrated or not. So, and the way it goes is if it's, 1030, which is a concentrated urine, versus, say, a 1010 or a 1005, which is a more dilute urine. So if you have a very concentrated urine, it suggests you're not hydrating yourself, drinking enough liquids. So those are the routine tests all the patients are doing. I'm not sure if the doctors really ever get into that discussion with people or even explain the significance of some of the values they're getting back. And a lot of times these values you need to look not to look at them in a vacuum. In other words, look at them sequentially over time. You see how your levels look over time because, again, they can change, And one of the issues, and you know, when we tell patients come in fasting, that means they don't, and a lot of times they don't drink any water, so that they come in dehydrated as well. So I remind them it's okay to drink water. You just don't want to be eating food. The reason for that is what we're looking for in a fasting state, when we check your lipids, your cholesterol, triglycerides, your blood sugar, your insulin levels, those will be affected by food, whereas water won't have any effect on it. And that music means we've just run out of time. I'd like to thank all of our listeners every day. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.